Today, we'd like to see the title of looking for, basically a special title of looking for on Thanksgiving season in light of Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. In this year, especially many children of God suffered many ways, such as health problem, lung cancer, colon cancer, also family problem, finance problem. So a lot of problems. So we face a lot of problems. But God asked us, we give thanks to the Lord. This month, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. So that is this month meditation word of November on this year, Calvary Chapel, Anaheim Hills calendar. So also next year, the different Bible version will show up. For online courses students, we want to suggest three questions. Number one, how can we do thanksgiving to the Lord even if we face difficulties? Question one, how can we do thanksgiving to the Lord even if we face difficulties? Number two, in the phrase of in all your ways acknowledge him, what does it mean in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6? In the phrase of in all your ways acknowledge him, what does it mean in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6? Last question, how must we as ministers or as stewards do? The last question, how must we as ministers or as stewards do? First of all, this month's meditation, Bible verse, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, do not be anxious about anything, which meaning, do not worry about anything. So if we face a certain difficulty, naturally, we worry about that. But God talked to us, don't worry about anything, including difficulty. Why? Because we trust in the Lord. The Lord is our master. He is taking care of everything. Who is he? He is almighty. He is omniscient. He is omnipotent. Whatever he wants, he can do it. So he knows everything, past matter, present matter, even future matter. He has foreknowledge. Because let him take care over our problems, our difficulties. That's why do not be anxious about anything. So basically, God asked us our faith in the Lord. But in everything, further in everything, including this year, a lot of difficulties. A few hours ago, I was asked for a Rockport Church, the member who asked me in a prayer for his father, who was discovered in colon cancers. That is a kind of difficulty too coming up, but including that difficulty too in everything by prayer and petition. Prayer means a communication with God the Father through by the name Jesus Christ. So by prayer and petition. Petition is supplication. Strong petition, that's called petition, strong inquiry. So by prayer and petition, here again, with thanksgiving. So rather we give thanksgiving to the Lord, although we face difficulties. Why? Because God will control them, present your request to God. So, through prayer, you should ask to God those problems, those difficulties, thanksgiving. So, not only good things, but also unexpected the worst of things as well. We should give thanks to the Lord. So number one, God is controlling those matters. So that's why we give thanks. Number two, through difficulties, God molded us to have a pure faith, like gold, in a pure faith. The last one, even if we suffer difficulties on the earth, this earth matter is temporal compared to eternal country, eternal kingdom of God. So we will reside in the kingdom of God, kingdom of heavens with the Lord forever. So those kinds of matters we need in faith in those kinds of matters. Number one, God is control. God is with us in all ways. Number two, God allows us a pure faith. Number three, we're subject to eternal better country. We are over heavens, not over earth, even if we live in earth. Number one, looking for the door opened by our Lord. So we are always sensitive to the Holy Spirit in a direction because we are looking for the door opened by the Lord. The book of Revelation said the holder of the key of David opens the door, nor shall the door shut. So nobody shut the door. So if the Lord Jesus Christ shut the door, nobody shall open the door. That's why we are looking for the door opened by the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Here requirement the total faith without any doubt. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Do not depend upon your own understanding, your desire, your plan. One example, in book of Acts chapter 16, verses 9-10, we see disciple Paul wanted to go to preaching in Minor Asia, but God reveals in his night dream, God asked him to Macedonia, which is today, Greece, in Europe area. But without doubt, the disciple Paul tried to go to Macedonia rather than Minor Asia, which he wanted initially. So that means one typical example, lean not on your own understanding. So that time, so the disciple Paul didn't know how many members were there in Macedonia. Also, whether or not there was the place for prayer, he had no idea of that. But because of God's calling, so he tried to go there. So he had the opportunity to meet Lydia after he delivered the gospel. Lydia accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Lydia opened her house, so her house becoming prayer place, so the house of prayer. So that kind of thing. So in all your ways acknowledge him. So we should acknowledge God in all your ways, so in whatever happens around you. So we should not based upon your thought, your imagination, and he shall direct your paths. So trust in the Lord with all your heart. 100% trust is required. Do not lean upon your own understanding. So then you should pray to the Lord and ask to the Lord, petition to the Lord. Then is with thanksgiving. Then in all ways acknowledge him. So God reveals what happens. So through many ways, dream, vision, or through the Bible, or what happens. So then God will shall direct your paths. Number two, calling. Psalm chapter 71, verse 18. Before writing our book, The Spirit Led Life in the Whole Counsel of God, so yesterday I received news almost that book is being translated in Chinese, you know. So that is that book. So now also when I am old and gray-headed, so everybody, we are getting old and gray-headed. Oh God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation. So Psalmist said, I declare your strength in God's strength. What, you know, such as salvation strength, salvation power to this generation. So whenever you have an opportunity, time to meet people, you should deliver, you know, gospel to them. Also, you know, baby Christian, you should deliver, you know, God's word, you know, to them. You know, so the strength, you know, through, you know, God's word to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come. Everyone who is to come, future generation. For example, through your children, you know, children to children, generation to generation. So in that way, you could, you know, deliver, you know, God's strength to them. So the gospel and the word of God in continually. So before writing the Spirit, the Led Life of Paul, so I didn't intend to write down, so, but my friend asked me to pray for that. So I prayed for that. God revealed, you know, particularly this verse, Psalm chapter 71, verse 18. So that's why, you know, so I followed, you know, God's direction. So the, you know, we could publish it. We were able to publish the Spirit-Led Life in the whole counsel of God. So the letter, 1 year letter, to translate it in Korean version. So now it's coming in Chinese version as well. So this kind of version can apply to not only to ministers, but also to every Christians. Every Christians, in a general meaning, every Christians are ministers too, because every Christians are serving to the Lord and through their family members, or through job locations, or through, you know, many ways. Number three, faithful. The 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. So then, neither he who plants is anything, nor he who worries, but God who gives the increase. Basically, disciple Paul sent a letter in a Corinthian church. So before becoming Corinthian church, disciple Paul delivered the gospel to Corinthians people. So some of them believed in the Lord Jesus Christ after listening to disciple Paul's preaching. So those believers became the Corinthian church. So disciple Paul planted, but the watering, you know, teaching the word of God, you know, the build up the Corinthian church's faith, growth. So that is Apollos. So disciples said, neither plant Paul is anything, which means Paul is nothing, Apollos is nothing, but God who gives the increase. So God gives the increase, which meaning God opens the heart. So the book of Acts chapter 16, verses 9 and 10, first time disciple delivered the gospel, the Holy Spirit opened Lydia's heart to accept the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. So God, you know, worked through increases members, or increase each person's faith growing. So the God is now, verse 8, he who plants, you know, Paul, and he who waters are one. So both of them, Apollos and Paul, are one instrument, one for what? So those are instruments for God, the kingdom of God, for Jesus' glory. So that's why, you know, those are, you know, one, you know, to the Lord Jesus Christ. So all Paul and Apollos are one for, you know, God's kingdom. And each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. So each one, which in Paul, will receive his own reward according to his own planting or preaching. So each one, Apollos, will receive his own reward according to his own teaching labor. So that kind of another sense. Also, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ. So here, Paul, Apollos, and consider servants of Christ, which meaning the serving Christ. So in general meaning, broader meaning, all Christians are servants of Christ. So we are living for God's glory, kingdom of God. And stewards of the mysteries of God. Stewards meaning middlemen or managers of the mysteries of God. Mysteries means gospel, the salvation gospel. Because in the Old Testament, salvation gospel was a secret. So until Jesus Christ came on earth through crucifixion and resurrection. So that's why mysteries of God, which means salvation gospel. So the Paul and the Apollos, the stewards of the gospels of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. So those ministry stewards extending to all Christians requires faithful. Faithful meaning keep on their duties, their teaching. They are planting to the people. That is faithful, regardless of circumstances. So sometimes Bible study meeting, the leader and participant, two people or three people, or sometimes last Friday, there is a Thanksgiving, like 70 people come here. So really doesn't matter the minister, such as a pastor. Focus on teaching the God's word to the people. Number four, Jesus is there at least among two. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name. Right now, in Jesus' name, so we gathered together. One leader, one participant, or two people. Or three, one leader, two participants, three people. So, then I am there. Jesus is here in the midst among them. Among us, Jesus is here. Who said so? Jesus said so. So Bible study, the worship service, or the meeting, church meeting in Jesus' name. So two or three people are there. Jesus is there. So number five, forget and humble us, require. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 16. But now they desire a better, that is a heavenly country. Because some Christians live miserable lives, but the unearthly life, but they desire the better heavenly place. So all Christians will go into heavenly country. So heavenly country where the Lord Jesus Christ sit on the right hand of God the Father, heavenly country. So that is the ultimate destination for all Christians. That's why although we're facing a lot of difficulties, colon cancer, lung cancer, finance difficulties, the other one is a pancreas cancer, such as a thing, finance difficulties right then, but those things are temporal. Also, those things will pass away because the book of Revelation, chapter 21, so new heaven and new earth will come, so the old heaven, earth will pass away. So, as a matter of time, sometime, those memories on earthly things on earth will pass away, will disappear. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. So God, you know, is not ashamed to be called their God. It means God calls the Christians who live it miserable lives on earth, even miserable life. So on earth, God called them as God's children, their God. You know, so God is their God. You know, the miserable life. So, you know, those are people who suffer the financial difficulties, health difficulties, family difficulties, but God called them their God. For He has prepared, God prepared a city for them. So God prepared a city for, you know, those Christians. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. So disciples said, I do not count myself to have achieved. Disciple ministered in a lot of things, you know, first missionary trip, you know, second mission trip, third mission trip, fourth mission trip, a lot of mission trips. Also disciple planted a lot of churches. Also disciple and taught, you know, whole counsel of God, you know, especially to Ephesians and Christians, you know, like a lot of ministry. But disciple said, I do not count myself to have achieved it, you know, in the past tense. Because that is a bottom line and all thing. God, you know, used the disciple to, you know, achieve, you know, those ministry, not in disciple. That kind of humbleness right there. So, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. So let it behind. You know, past tense, the Lord through the disciple achieved the ministries, he forgot. He is forgetting them. But reaching forward to those things which are ahead. So we are, you know, Calvary Chapel and I meet CMA, we are reaching forward to those things which are ahead. For example, English in a book already done past, we're forgetting them. Korean version, forgetting them. Now reaching forward in Chinese, you know, the translated version for that. You know. Also, you know, we are working on a new website. The feedable to, you know, smartphone works, you know, just in, you know, forward to those things which are to expand in God's kingdom, forgetting that those things which are in the past things. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So basically, disciple pressed by himself toward the toward the goal, you know, God's calling, for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So disciple Paul, you know, just seeking for the prize coming from God. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection. Subjection meaning bring it into subject, into humbleness. You know, discipline myself to obey God, lest when I have preached to the others, which means I deliver the gospel to unbelievers, then I might become disqualified to receive, you know, reward. So that's why, you know, he tried to the keep on the deny, you know, the flesh thing, but he's following the spiritual thing. So disciple told, if you work with flesh thing, for example, you know, drawing your attention, that kind of thing, you know, in heaven, God will test with the fire. So that kind of is like wood, hay, and straw. So that flesh work, all of them will be burnt out. So which means you wouldn't have a reward from God, although you are saved. But you are working on the earth with the Holy Spirit direction ministry, that you will receive rewards from God, passing through fire test, like gold, jewel, so precious stones like that. So I myself should become disqualified. So basically, he the discipline by himself into subjection to God's word, to God. First, number six, you know, soul value is much more than world value. Matthew chapter 16, verse 26, that's called God's economy. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? So he gains the whole world. He gains, you know, big houses or a lot of money, a lot of possession, but he loses his own soul, which meaning he loses his salvation, his no soul and spirit is not saved, such as, you know, he doesn't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as a savior. So which meaning after his death, you know, he will subject to, you know, eternal death. So although he lives physically on earth, his spirit, his soul is dead because he doesn't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Rhetorical question, nobody, you know, will give in exchange for his soul. So the soul value is eternity, because whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ shall have eternal life. But the world utterly matter is temporal, because new heaven and new earth will come in Book of Revelation chapter 21 verse 1. So this earth and heaven will pass away. So the soul value is much more valuable than world value. One example, Brother Christian, he went to Canada, Toronto, in order to work in Italian restaurant as a chef. But the Canadian Labor Department didn't give him work permission, so he's not able to work in Canada. But he had the opportunity to deliver gospel to Canadians. So five of Canadians accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. In this case is because Brother Christian cannot work in Canada, he cannot make any money. So the world value, you know, nothing. But spiritual value, soul value, because the five of them accept the Lord Jesus Christ, the five souls of value is eternal. So that is much bigger than, you know, sort of earthly, you know, values. So that is one example. That's why Brother Christian gave me a good report in the sight of God. The last question, last number seven, my church. Matthew chapter 16 verse 18 said, "And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church." Jesus said, "I will build my church on this rock." What is this rock? Before that, disciple Peter confessed, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." So Jesus Christ, the Messiah, anointed one to save the people, "You are Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus is God, the Son of the living God. Jesus is God. So that confession. So the my church. So church means the group of believers in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior is called. Because Jesus said, Jesus will build my church, not deteriorating my church, not destroying my church, not hurting my church. Jesus said, "I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." So the satanic power shall not prevail against it. Why? Because Jesus got crucified with bloodshed to cleanse our sins, and was buried, and third day rose again. Jesus' resurrection, the winning over satanic power, the sinful power, because the consequence, the ultimate result of sin is death. So that's the power. So by Jesus' resurrection, Jesus got victory over sinful power or satanic power. That's why no satanic power or demonic power cannot prevail against his church, my church. So let's see each question. Number one, how can we do thanksgiving to the Lord even if we face difficulty? Particularly this year, we face a lot of difficulties. Mary, got in surgery, his left arm, the tumor. Also, Margaret, had surgery. Also, brother Santiago, belly surgery. Also, some church members suffer financial difficulties or family problems. So a lot of problems, particularly in this year. Even if we face difficulty, why we should give thanks to the Lord? The reason, because God asked us in faith, because of our faith. Because Jesus with us, Jesus is controlling. God is controlling the problems. That's why we can give thanks to the Lord, even if we face difficulties. Number two, that difficulties allows us to have a pure faith, not compromised with power, mammon, or anything else. Pure faith, more close to the Lord. That's why we can give thanks to the Lord. The number three, even the difficulty on earth is temporal compared to eternal, better heavenly country. Eternal heavenly country. So we will live in eternal heavenly country forever. Number two, in the phrase of in all your ways acknowledging, what does it mean in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6? That means in all your ways acknowledge Him, which means you shouldn't depend upon your desire, your plan, your understanding, but acknowledge where the Lord opened the door. What happened? Well, somebody's opinion, so or the Bible, everything should check whether or not that happening for glory of God or glory of somebody. So glory of God, obviously we should see. Also, there's those opinions or happenings not inconsistent with God's word. That kind of, we already gave example to Saint Paul. And to Saint Paul, although he wanted to go to Minor Asia, but God, gave a dream, so he asked disciple, come to Macedonia. So disciple obeyed him, without the survey, anything. So that kind of attitude we needed. So bottom line, full trust in the Lord. The last question: how must we as ministers or stewards do? Just one word: faithful. So we keep on our duty order to the Lord, our responsibility order to the Lord. For example, pastor responsibility watering, the teaching and pastoring the gospelship, or ministers and a lot of kinds of ministers serving ministers, or a family, wife's minister, husband minister, father minister, mother minister, so many ministers simply meaning serving to Jesus and Jesus' ship. So those things. Let's just sing song all together. Last song, the page 36, number 6. Page 36, number 6.